This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The following is a paid program. The views or claims made are not necessarily those of WILK staff, management, or sponsors. It's time for Laurie and Lynn. Local talk to start your weekend right. And now, Laurie and Lynn on WILK.
Good morning. How are you?
Good morning. How are you doing?
Doing fine. It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood.
Yes, it is.
It certainly is.
It is. Hot. It's how about the
it's hot.
Next week? There's supposed to be another 88, 90 degree day next.
Not my idea of a good time.
No, I know, but at least it's been, and it's got to be like, wow. I went by, you know that little stream that comes down, if you're coming down the highway near the mall?
Yeah.
Today I was coming from Wegmans, and I just was parked right there, so I looked, and I always look, because I always love I love waterfalls, and I love to see it. And I said to myself, I bet you there's not a drop of water coming down that mountain. And I looked. There was nothing. Nothing. Coming down the other day over at the river near Cedar Avenue and whatever that over behind Chamberlain, there's the dam project there where the water comes down. There was nothing falling down that water area. Nothing. The dam.
I feel so bad for the farmers.
They're having so much trouble. This is really tough.
But you know what? It happens just about every August we go through a drought.
Well, I think this year in particular, though, Lynn, we had very little thunders and lightning storms. I mean, it just
we had none.
Really? I mean, there's just been very, very, very little of that, and it's just, you can see it in everything. I mean, my grass hasn't been cut in weeks. Edging and the weed whacking on the sides, but there's not, it's like straw in the back, in my backyard.
Yep.
So it's tough, but what are we going to do? Anyway,
well, enjoy the weather while we can.
Yeah.
What?
So, what's been going on in your world?
Just,
any birthdays or shout-outs?
I'm trying to think. Well, today when I was getting my nails done at Studio RD, my usual Lauren, she was out sick today. So Stephanie Mitchell, who's a Westsider, that's not her name now. She's married, and I know what her mother-in-law's maiden name is, but I can't think of her marriage name, so I'm just going to go with Stephanie Mitchell. She does my hair now because we spoke about Jess, who is staying up in Clark Summit. And so Steph did my nails, and so when we were sitting talking, and she said her little daughter had sent a picture of herself and said, happy birthday, and she said, Stephanie said, Laurie, it's my birthday today. I said, oh, happy birthday. So happy birthday to Stephanie. She does a great job at Studio RD downtown. Julie Brown.
Okay.
So downtown on Penn Avenue.
Mm-hmm.
So, so happy birthday to our Stephanie.
That's good.
Lots of, Yeah, but just no one, I mean, there's probably a million people, but right now I hit them all up on Facebook every day, but I can't always remember.
Oh, I know. I see all of your posts there. Happy birthday, happy birthday.
Happy anniversary. Yeah, I really try every day to go in there and because I know, you know whose birthday is today? Joanne Marsili's birthday is today.
Yay to Joanne.
How about that? And yesterday was one of my sister's best friends and a good friend of mine, Teresa Cordelli's birthday. So happy birthday to Teresa. So, but yes, Joanne, I didn't realize it. I just saw it now and it's like, yay.
Mm-hmm. So, but Lynn, the weather, you can't help but want to be out, and there's a nice little, I'm sitting out here in the back, as I am at my deck, and there's a nice little breeze. It's actually quite nice right now. So,
That's good.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, so what about you?
I have some shout outs. I know that last week I was talking at great length about my friend Jack Killian, the late Jack Killian, and his wife Judy Chapman Killian. And after all that conversation, I forgot to say that where we were for lunch was one of the coolest places I've ever been to for a tea room. It's called Sally Lunn, L-U-N-N, Sally Lunn's Tea Room. It's in Chester, New Jersey. And apparently, you have it's standing room only. It's that kind of a place. But have you ever been to Chester?
No.
Well, I know how much you love small towns. And as you just mentioned once before about the unique stores, you've got to get to Chester, New Jersey. Because as soon as I walked through there, I thought of you because the stores are just really, really neat. And it's a wonderful old-time town. It's about, I'd say, 15 to 20 minutes off Interstate 80 in New Jersey. And it's just a cool place. And this tea room was phenomenal. The baked goods that they had, they make them all every day. And when they're gone, they're gone. That's it. But every day they make, I had this peach pie that was,
yum.
Oh, my goodness. Just wonderful. And a sandwich that had turkey in it, turkey and applewood bacon and I think some kind of a cheese, a cheddar cheese, and some pears, sliced pears on a sourdough bread. It was incredibly good. And it's combinations like that I'm saying are just, they're wonderful. And that was one of the specials for the day. But they serve them on china, you know, kind of everybody's got. But the walls were just covered with all kinds of memorabilia from any time. And it's all very British. And everything about it is British, the flags, everything inside. But the teas, they have an entire menu of teas. Black teas, green teas, whatever. It's incredible. It's just the coolest place. So I just wanted to do a shout out to Sally Lunn's Tea House in Chester, New Jersey. It was really cool.
Neat.
And then,
I was just going to say, I actually went, I haven't been in a while. I met Deb Peterson and we went to breakfast yesterday and we went up to my old stomping grounds at Cochetti's in Peckville. And I have not been there in a while and we went up and I was thrilled. So I had my California Egg Benedict, and it was delicious. So big shout-out to the Cochetti girls, Tara and Tammy. They do a great job there, and I just loved being – I haven't been there in a while, so it was nice to be back. So anyway, go ahead. Where else did you go?
I went to the Elkview Country Club last weekend to celebrate the engagement of my step-niece, and her longtime boyfriend, Uday. I don't know what Uday's last name is, and I apologize, but they met when they were both in, I guess it's American International Schools, when they were living in Sao Paulo, Brazil. And they graduated from high school together, and then they went their separate ways. Uday's family is from Michigan. And at the time, I think, that's when the Leeches were living in Topeka, Kansas. And then they went their separate ways for college. I believe that my niece went to, I forget whether it was George Washington or American University in D.C. But anyway, she went there, lived there, and had a fabulous job there. And then Uday went to another college. I don't remember where. But after they got through all that, they reconnected, and they're both living in New York. And it was a wonderful thing to see everybody that's on my sister-in-law, my step-sister-in-law's family, who are from, I guess we call it the Up Valley. I don't remember what the terms are. Up Valley, Mid Valley, somewhere up there. But it was, I haven't seen them in probably 7 years. And we used to go to their house when they had a house at Lake Idlewild, which is right next to Elk Mountain. And Joyce always had her family there for big cookouts, parties, especially holidays. And so I haven't seen them in years. We had 35 people for dinner. And it was just so fun to see Joyce's siblings, their spouses, their children, and now some grandchildren. Cute. But it was quite an extensive family. And I have, like I said, I haven't seen them in a long time. So my step-niece was there. Her brother, Andrew, was there. And again, I haven't seen them in ages. And they really never knew any other grandmother but my mother. And so they were beyond thrilled when they found out that there's another Shirley Rose on the planet.
Aww.
So, aww. Yay for that. I showed them pictures.
Well, so, everybody should be, everyone should be thrilled there's another Shirley Rose on the planet.
Exactly.
There we go.
Exactly. So we're going to take a quick break. You're listening to The Laurie and Lynn Show, and we'll be back with some very special guests.
Hi, this is Nancy Kamen from WILK's Morning News, and I know Laurie Cadden. A lot of people know Laurie Cadden. And more importantly, Laurie Cadden knows a lot of people. Laurie Cadden Enterprises specializes in fundraising, public relations, and special events. Laurie Cadden can take your business or organization to the next level. This isn't something that you learn about in a book. Heck, it can't even be taught. Laurie Cadden lives it. She knows how to work a crowd, open doors, and build and nurture relationships. With Laurie Cadden Enterprises, you get, ta-da, Laurie Cadden and her 20-plus years of experience. Call Laurie today at 357-8399, 357-8399, or email Laurie, Laurie, L-A-U-R-I-E, at lauriecadden.com, L-A-U-R-I-E-C-A-D-D-E-N.com. Laurie Cadden Enterprises. Because it is who you know.
I'm Dr. Nicole DeNova. Since VREC opened its doors in 2010, we've treated over 30,000 patients, including the puppy whose curiosity led him to a porcupine and the police canine who was just doing his job. VREC is located at 318 Northern Boulevard in Clark Summit and is open 24/7 for your pet peace of mind. To learn more about us, visit VRECPA.com or call 570-587-7777.
ERA, Exceptional Real Estate Agents. When you want to have the best of the best selling your home, you want ERA One Source Realty. With offices all over northeastern Pennsylvania, ERA One Source Realty will give you the personalized service you'd expect from a professional real estate company. They have experienced realtors that have years of experience, which gives you, the home seller, an incredible advantage. They will offer suggestions to make your house sell faster. They will tell you what others will be looking for. They know how to present your home and sell its features, giving you the greatest chance to have your house sell fast. And ERA One Source Realty offers an industry-exclusive guarantee. If ERA doesn't sell your house, ERA will buy it. Yes, if they don't sell your house, ERA will buy it. That's peace of mind. That's a guarantee worth its weight in gold. Call ERA One Source Realty today and find out how you can have your house marketed by one of the top-rated companies in northeastern Pennsylvania. Call 877-587-SELL or on the web at ERA1.com. ERA One Source Realty, always there for you. It's Saturday morning with Lori and Lynn. Now, back to Lori and Lynn.
Hi, everybody. Welcome back. You're listening to the Lori and Lynn Show. I'm Lori Cadden, the owner of Lori Cadden Enterprises, which is a fundraising, PR, and special event business.
And I am Lynn Evans, and I am certified financial planner and managing director of a company called Women of Substance, which is a financial planning firm devoted specifically to the needs of baby boomer women. And we have two very special guests with us today. We have some repeat authors, which is an interesting phenomenon. But we have Debbie Bailey and Stephanie Matoliak, who have published two new books since the last time we talked a couple of years ago. One is called A Farm Animal's Day at the Fair, and the other is The Fair Animal Coloring Book. Welcome, ladies.
Hi.
Hi. Thank you.
Hi.
Yay. Welcome. I'm so glad you're back.
Yeah, we are, too. We are, too. Thanks. Thanks for the invite.
Sure. Well, tell us about what prompted this book, and how did this all come together?
Well, it was very funny. We were selling our Christmas book at the Wayne County Fair, and it was doing well. We were selling it, but we just sat back and we said, we're at the fair. We should be, you know, selling a fair book. And so I took pictures and of all the rides and everything, and when we had time, when we weren't busy selling books at the fair, we just started putting the animals on the rides and eating out of the garbage cans and just enjoying themselves at the fair. And that, at that fair, selling our Christmas book, was the birth of A Farm Animal's Day at the Fair. It is so hysterical. It's colorful. It's exciting. There's goats going down slides, alpacas riding, you know, roller coasters, and it's and they're playing games, and it is just so fun.
Stephanie, who's Victor?
Victor?
Yeah. It's just that you took Victor or you took pictures?
Oh, I'm sorry.
No,
I took some pictures.
Pictures.
Oh, okay. Well, I think,
Victor.
I think we're going to have to name one of the animals Victor now after that. But
I think so.
That's that Western.
That's a cute little name for a farm animal.
Yeah, I love it.
Yeah.
Well, that's a good one. So, go ahead, Lynn.
I was just going to say, so how about the coloring book? Where did that come from, the idea for it?
Well, I love coloring, and I love coloring books, and I have grandchildren, and I thought, you know, we need something to complement our children's book. So that's where the idea for a coloring book came from. And we put maze, it's all based on the farm animals. So the mazes, the activities in the coloring book itself are all associated with the farm, being on a farm. And then what I had done was I had actually drawn our farm animals and created coloring pages of them so that the kids could color the farm animals from our storybooks. And then we put their names on their pages, just like we do in the children's book. And it's just, it's a lot of fun. It looks great. Yeah.
Deb, I've always wondered if there is a program or an app or something that will take a picture of something you have, let's say, in your phone, and convert it into a coloring book page? Or is that something you do with your knowledge of graphics?
A coloring page to color, like our farm animals, you actually have to be hand-drawn by an illustrator.
Okay.
Because it's just line art is what it is.
Yeah.
So I did that with our animals, and that's how we got our coloring pages of the animals from the farm in the coloring book.
Cool.
But what you're talking about, there are apps out there. So if we wanted to take one of our farm animals and make it into a cartoon, there are apps
yeah.
out there that we can upload that image to, and it would turn it into a cartoon kind
cool.
of thing. Yeah. Yeah,
I knew there had to be something out there
yeah.
that can't just have been my brilliant idea. Somebody must have come up with that. That's great.
Yeah.
So how
yeah.
many so how many animals are in the farm animals series? Are they more different ones in each one, or are they all the same?
Pardon? No, different ones. There's always more coming.
Stephanie's the one with the farm.
So, okay.
Yeah. We added.
Steph, what I want to know, mm-hmm. Steph, are you inventing new animals as you go? To what's happening with that?
No, over COVID, some petting zoos, you know, they couldn't afford to keep their animals. I adopted
Aww.
An emu from one of them.
Oh, wow.
And then a pair of the miniature donkeys that used to take the kids for birthday parties and that, and carts. So I took
yeah.
the donkeys in, and those were, you know, two new additions. And
they're in the new book.
And they're in the
oh,
new
good.
Book. Yep. They're uh-huh. really fun characters.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I could imagine. You don't know how many... Yeah, how many do you have now? How many farm animals are there?
Well, I have about, you know, well, I can't count. I have 60 chickens and, you know, I have about 15, you know, livestock and exotic birds. But what happens in the book, some of my, some of the characters do, you know, have passed. From old uh-huh. age, you know, like my one cow was 17. That's unheard of for a cow to
live oh, yeah.
that long. They're usually slaughtered. But they will always live on in my books. They will, in
yeah.
the Bailey and I, Deborah and I book. They are characters of ours, and you know, and they live on. But I do have, I think there's like 30 animals in this book. And not all of my animals are in this book.
Mm-hmm. And do they all have names?
Except the 60 chickens.
Yeah, except for the chickens. But the rest of them
Good.
All have names, yeah.
Oh, my Lord. That was
Stephanie.
A tough one.
Stephanie, I guarantee you if I met you, I could give you 60 names for every one of those chickens in a minute because they're all names that I was going to name all of my 60 children at one point. So I can help you with that.
You were going to have 60 children. Oh.
You know, we all want,
that's
we true. All think of those things with names. Oh, my God, that's adorable.
Okay.
So when you decided to do this, And you took the, as you said, you took the pictures last year or when you did it, took the pictures of the rides and then put all of the animals into these rides and eating out of the garbage cans or wherever they would be able to find food. How has that particular piece been different than your last book, this book? Is there a big difference in the desire for it, or is it just telling another story and it's the equally as impactful to the kids and the everyone who reads it?
So in this new book, we have more narrative.
Okay.
In the first book, we actually kind of tell more of a story in this new book, and then the animals offer some entertainment by actually being on the rides, and then our thought bubbles and the animals talking back and forth with each other. So we tried to create the excitement of our subject, which is going to the fair, with our narrative pages, and then we try to entertain the children while they're reading the book with the art, with the animals, and the animals talking back and forth with each other.
So then is the coloring book, I know you have games and lots of other stuff in there, is that just a complement to it, or I mean, do people tend to get them together, or are they, if they're looking for something more specific, or what happens with the
other? That's one of the reasons that we did a coloring book, was we were getting asked, what kinds of things can we put with your book to make it a more, you know, playful, substantial gift. And, you know, so we tried to give them ideas, and now we can offer them a coloring book to put with the book and whatever else they want to do to create a bigger gift.
Yeah, I think that's nice.
Yeah.
Tell us, too, how we can, if you're looking for them, who and how you'd be able to purchase either or both of the books.
Well, if you come to Honesdale, you can go to all of our wholesalers and pick them up. And then you can get the book and both books and the coloring book on Amazon, BarnesandNobles.com, Walmart.com. Here at my agency, we keep a number of books here that anybody can just come if they want to, you know, come and buy one directly from us. We have them here.
And where's here? Tell them.
Okay, and that's in Honesdale at my agency, and the address is 3305 Lake Ariel Highway, on 191 South in Honesdale. And I'm open 9 to 5, so anybody can just walk in and buy a book or go down to the local Honesdale Agway or all the other little shops that are now carrying it.
And what is the reception like, Deb, when you go and either one ask, you know, these little wonderful stores? I love the shops, and we've talked about that before. I love all the places in Honesdale. It's such a quaint little town. When you go in and ask them to support that by putting the books, what is the reception like?
Well, Stephanie is our girl that does that, so she would be the one to answer that question.
What happened, Jeff?
No. They love it. In fact, Agway, Honesdale Agway, they sold out of our Christmas book like 3 times. It kept calling for more boxes. And they liked it so much that they have a charity at Christmas. They donated some of the books. You know, they bought an extra box for children. And a Penny Lane candy store in Holly, they love it. We made some marketing poster boards of the goat going down a ride. They make, if you look on our Facebook, they do presentations, and usually they'll put us right at the counter because they love to see people pick it up, look at it, and, you know, start laughing. But it's hard to get a place right at the counter, but we've got them at some of these stores. Alice's Wonderland, that's another place where it is, too, in Greeley.
Yes. I love the fact that I love these little towns with these really cool, you know, unique little stores that are all about then supporting each other in what you have to sell and how they
That's
work
right.
with each other
oh,
instead
they
of competition.
Do. They have
Isn't
local
that great?
Author.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And that when you put the next one out, when, you know, they've all done well and they all want more. Get another one. When's another one? So it's all good.
No, seriously. And, you know, that makes you feel good. That makes us feel good that they're actually saying those things to us, you know. When's the one? When's the next one, you know. It gives you encouragement to, you know, to actually do another one.
So the newest
thing that we're getting into is we're trying to get into the school, and we just had a conversation with one of the principals of a school here in Wayne County, and she's going to work with us to see how we can get into the school, second, third, and fourth grades, and come up with some kind of program where we would talk about rescuing animals, farm animals, caring for animals, and at the same time, it'll open the door for us to be able to sell the books to those grades.
Yay.
Yeah, so that was a very delightful conversation that we had before we called in. So we're looking forward to that.
Great.
Yeah. Well, we appreciate everything, all you're doing. Keep bringing these animals and all the other activities they could be getting them and the trouble they could be getting themselves into with so many opportunities. And like we said earlier, no more appropriate time than this time of the year with all of the wonderful fairs happening. So get the book and read them to your children, your grandchildren, or read them yourself and just enjoy how animals are put into the people positions at fairs. And I think it's just a great idea. So thank you for joining us, ladies, and we look forward to the next one when you can come on and tell us more.
Thank you. Yes. Thank you. Yes. It's good to talk to you guys. Yeah.
Same here.
Okie doke.
Okay.
See you soon, girls.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Hi, my name is Lynn S. Evans, CFP, co-host of the Laurie and Lynn Show. I am the managing director of a new business, Women of Substance, LLC, a financial planning firm dedicated to the specific financial needs of baby boomer women. I help them navigate through widowhood, retirement, divorce, and job loss. Send me an email at lynn@lynnsevans.com and let me know how I can help you. I'm also the host of a podcast, Power of the Purse, available on more than 30 sites, including iTunes, Stitcher, and Google Play. We record these lively conversations with women who've been there and have great advice to give others so they don't go down the same dark holes. And we feature some experts who share some great ideas to be prepared before you have to face these transitions. And we have a whole lot of fun. Please don't let the fear of not knowing about personal finances stop you anymore. I am here to take the confusion and mystery out of money. Go to my website, lynnsevans.com, and see how we can set up a time to talk or browse around the many blogs and other free info on the site. Remember, money's not the enemy. Your ignorance of it is.
The well-established and highly respected Northeastern Pennsylvania certified public accounting firm, Michael A. Barbetti, LLC, is making changes after almost 40 years in business. The firm name has changed and is now Barbetti McHale, LLC CPA, reflecting the addition of Michael F. McHale as partner in the long-standing firm. Although the name and partnership are a significant change, the staff won't change. Their Dunmore location won't change. The way they serve clients won't change. Their work ethic won't change. And Michael Barbetti's involvement won't change. The Barbetti-McHale Partnership adds Mike McHale's 3 decades of experience in corporate and not-for-profit accounting for the clients of the regional firm. Barbetti-McHale, LLC Certified Public Accountants, provides professional accounting and tax services to all types of clients, ranging from individuals and family-owned businesses to governmental agencies and non-profit organizations. Call Barbetti-McHale CPAs at their Dunmore office, and you too can make a change for the better.
Business banking at Fidelity.
We have a great relationship with Fidelity. They're like family with us. They're right next door to my business. If there's ever a problem, just one phone call, I don't even have to go to them. They come to me. It's great. I love being in the business. This was meant for me. We're very busy. I'm running every day, and I love to stay busy. So that's why I need a bank that's going to be there for me when I need them. Back in 2006, we were having a problem with our lease in our other building. We were looking for a place to go. We stumbled upon this location. It's right in the heart of downtown, right in the middle of the city, and it happened to be right next to Fidelity Bank. They went out of their way for us to get this building. It was wonderful, and it's been a great relationship ever since. I have a business line of credit with Fidelity that gives me buying power. My credit card machine runs through Fidelity, my checking account, my payroll taxes. They take care of it all for me. I bank with Fidelity, don't you?
Member FDIC.
Here's Lori and Lynn.
Hi, everybody. Welcome back. I'm Laurie Cadden, the owner of Laurie Cadden Enterprises, which is a fundraising, PR, and special event business.
And my name is Lynn Evans, and I am certified financial planner and managing director of a company called Women of Substance. Women of Substance is a financial planning firm devoted specifically to the needs of baby boomer women. And our guest expert today is Brianne Caruso, who prefers to be called Bri, and she is the branch manager of the Wyoming office of Fidelity Bank. So welcome, Bri.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Well, welcome, Bri. First time on, huh, honey?
Yes, it is. Yeah. I'm very excited.
Here's what you're supposed to say. First time interview, long time listener.
Exactly. Oh, I've heard wonderful things.
There you go. Okay. So, Bree, you have a long list of things you want to talk about today, so let's get started. Most of it being around college costs for parents, how do you handle this, budgeting, all that kind of stuff. So you go right ahead and jump in, and we'll hang in there with you.
Sounds good. So we just wanted to touch base on some ideas for budgeting, for planning for college, with it being back to school time. Being a mom, I am definitely starting to work on how I can start to plan for college tuition, because we all know it's not cheap. So I think it's a great topic to kind of go through and talk on different options and some things that Fidelity Bank can offer to help out with that.
Okay. So where do we start with what can Fidelity do?
So the first thing I would definitely say is teaching children from a young age on how to start saving money. Fidelity Bank offers a account called our Green Team Savings, and it is for children under 18, and it teaches them how to save money. We have different events that the kids can come to, and it does earn interest. My daughter has an account, and she gets her statement every quarter. She looks at it to see how much money she's saving. So it's a great way to get kids to kind of start to learn how to save money from a young age, which I think is very important.
Marie, how do they get the money in there? Do they take it cash? Do they take it to a teller? Or do they actually deposit?
Yeah, they would come into the bank.
Okay.
Yeah, just
but do they have the ability to do those, what are the kind of deposits where you take the picture? Mobile deposits.
No,
can they do that?
No, these accounts are not, we can't do the accounts online because they are minors.
Okay.
But the children would come into the bank. It's a great, you know, it's a great way for the kids to kind of learn how banking works, really. We have a free coin machine in most of our branches. Children love it. They'll bring their piggy banks in, cash in all their coin. They can deposit it. They can get the cash for it. Kind of shows them, you know, money can add up once you save it.
That's cute.
Yeah.
That is a good idea to fill it and then take it in. Make it an experience, kind of. You know, after you fill it up, you could take it in, dump it in the machine, see how much you get, and make the deposit. That's great. That's a good idea.
Oh, yeah. The kids love it. They really do.
Bree, what do you see at the youngest age of children doing? Is there a requirement of age on there, or how does that work?
No, I see people coming in as soon as they get, you know, the child's Social Security number and birth certificate. I see parents coming in starting a few months after the children are born because they can get it started, you know, if they have birthdays, things like that. It's a great way to put that money in there for the children to start saving up. You know, when the children turn 18, they go off to college, they can use that money for college expenses.
Well, that's neat.
That's cool.
And what other ways do you think you can help out with savings?
So we do also have our wealth management team that does the 529 plans, and they are specifically designed for saving funds for tuition and then offering, you know, some tax aid benefits. So any one of our Fidelity branches you can go to and set up a free consult with a financial advisor to look into how they can get those plans started, too. And they're a great way for parents to start looking at saving money for college tuition or even for financial tuition for students in grade K through 12 if they decide to go to private school.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Good idea.
Bree, when we were talking off air, we were talking, too, about coming up, and I might be jumping ahead, but I think when it comes to clearly college and money and how parents are going to, how they're going to pay for it, as you know, we talked about it with Lynn a little, sometimes their way of doing it is to borrow against, is to take a home equity and take money out of their biggest and usually largest asset is their property. And if you have the equity, you guys are also doing something with home equity loans, aren't you? Aren't you having some type of a promotion with that as well?
Yeah, that's coming up every fall. Normally we do a home equity loan campaign, so that is coming up.
And we do see a lot of parents come in and they take out a loan, you know, a home equity loan against their property to help pay for college tuition. So it is a great way to finance that at a lower interest rate than, say, you know, a credit card or anything like that. So we do have that coming up in the fall. I believe that we will be advertising more details on that in the next month or so.
So right now there's nothing set with the plan is not out and rolled out yet, but that'll be happening for the fall.
Yeah, we haven't rolled anything out quite yet. It is just a plan that we are going to be rolling out within, I would say, we'll probably have it within the next month.
Okay. And so what else can parents look at if they went in and said, help me as a young age to help me get these, my child, whether it's the child or what about the parent? What can the parents do?
I would definitely say start out with a savings account. I have a savings account that I have, what we have our Smart Sense savings, which is just an automatic transfer from my checking account to my savings account every month, week, however you like to do it. I do mine biweekly when I get paid, and out of sight, out of mind. I don't see it. It automatically comes from my paycheck right into my savings account, and it's a great way for me to help save money. So I think that that would be definitely a great starting point for people if they want to learn how to save money.
And Lynn, you know from that standpoint that we talk about that often on anything from your line of work and people you like and the websites we look at and talk about, well, you look at and then I talk about with you. But a lot of that is true, right? It's to have that automatic withdrawal because you don't really have to think about it, as Bree just said, out of sight, out of mind. It goes, it sweeps right over, and then that's gone and done.
Yeah, and I think that it's the ease with which that happens that's so appealing to people, that they don't have to physically go to the bank, and as we used to do when we were kids, you know, and Bree, this is like way before your time. But the thing is, you take a little tiny book that they gave you, and you take it to the bank, to the teller, and the teller would take your $4.03 and put it into your savings account, and then stamp the book and tell you that, okay, well, you know, without having to do that, even just having it removed from your paycheck, and for people who are retired and don't have a so-called paycheck anymore, we still have automatic deposits of Social Security, pension plans, all that kind of stuff. So it still can be set up. Yeah, it can still be set up so that people automatically have money moved into savings accounts and checking accounts. And the other thing I want to throw out there, too, grandparents can make contributions into 529 plans for their grandchildren.
Anybody.
And I think that it's an opportunity for grandparents to think about that rather than saying, I'll wait until they get to school and then there's a big number they're supposed to pay out every tuition every so-called 6 months or whatever. So if they start putting away money when a child is born, basically as soon as they've got a Social Security number, you can start doing something like that where it's painless. You don't even realize it. I mean, 50 bucks a month or something. And that
adds up
over time.
It really does.
And
so,
and Bree, that's what I was going to ask you, what Lynn said. Do you see grandparents coming in with their grandchildren and thinking this is a good idea for them, or saying, I want to set this aside? Does that happen, or is that just with, do you see that more from an accumulated wealth standpoint?
No, I see grandparents all the time. Even with our Green Team savings accounts that we have, it doesn't have to be the parent that's the custodian on it. It can be a grandparent, and I see that all the time. I see grandparents come in and open up these savings accounts for the children.
That's nice.
And those services, free, any kind of automatic sweep into another account, that's all free of charge, right? There's no fees involved in that to have that swept to a savings or money market or some other type of an investment?
Yeah, that's all free. And if you open up a savings account with that automatic sweep, the savings account is actually free as well. So you don't have to worry about keeping a minimum balance in there, too.
That's a good thing.
Yeah,
it is. And people should know that.
I think it's so important what you said, Bree, and I know we're repeating, but I see it with my own. If you don't think you set it up and it happens, you're more likely to, just as you said, out of sight, out of mind. But the point is, if you have money in your hand and you're walking into that bank and saying, I'm going in to make the deposit, and then you go by a shoe store and you look at these gorgeous shoes and you're like, hello, beautiful. You're not going to take them. You're more apt to go into the shoe store,
I want
right?
the shoes, yes.
Exactly. So that way, when you don't see it, it's painless. It goes in, it accumulates, and it's so much better in the long run. And like you said, doing it at a young age. And one more thing I want to ask, Bree, are U.S. savings bonds still a thing?
They are. You do have to purchase them online, I believe, now. You can't purchase them in the bank, but you can cash them in at the bank. But I do believe that people are getting into those a little bit more now than they were.
I think I just read something, but I thought, I haven't even, years ago when my children are born, they're 28 and 33, that was a big deal. That's what people did.
Yeah.
And then you just put them in a safe deposit box, and when they were, matured or whatever they reached when my kids were a certain age, we cashed them in, and that was it. But I just didn't know if it was something people really had been using, or if the banks still were able to, you could do with it there. So you can't purchase it, but you can redeem them.
Yeah.
Okay. Anything else before we close?
I don't believe so. I think we covered a lot. I'm sure I can talk for a lot longer on it, but I won't keep you too long.
Well, how can anyone get in touch with you if they'd like to know more about the offerings at Fidelity Bank?
You can absolutely stop into my office at any time. I'm located at 1000 Wyoming Avenue, Wyoming, PA, 18644, or you can give me a call. My office number is 570-609-5405.
There we go. Well, Bree, excellent job on the first time being interviewed here. Thank you very much.
Thanks
we hope
for
you
having
come
me.
Back. You're welcome. We say that to
I
all these
love
fine.
To.
Yeah, we love it because everybody does a great job, and everyone's so a little nervous in the beginning, and then you start talking, and everyone just rattles off perfectly. So it's a good thing. So thank you for your time today. Lynn, thanks for yours, as usual. And everyone else, have a wonderful weekend. It's going to be a nice one. Getting near a weekend before, I was going to say Memorial, before Labor Day.
We'll
live it up. So thanks for listening, everybody. We'll see you next week. Be safe and please be nice. Bye.
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 This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly.